Right, exactly. What a friend. Didn't I tell you we were pals to the bone? Yes, sir, the boy had a special understanding of what it was like being a dog on a hot summer day. I initiated the delicate drink procedure and began lapping from the cup. It was a pretty small cup, and fitting my tongue into that tiny opening proved to be no ball of wax. But I got her done. Wow, the kid was right. His mother sure knew how to make... Oops. Maybe I got carried away and went a little too deep with my tongue. Or maybe I tried to fit my entire nose into the tiny paper cup. Anyway, it caused an accident. The cup slipped out of his hand and fell to the ground. He scowled at the puddle of fresh lemonade spreading across the dusty ground.
Dwat, the cup's too little.
Right, the cup was entirely too small for the job, and it was nobody's fault that our attempts to restore my bodily fluids had ended in failure. On the other hand, what about the pitcher? I mean, the pitcher was big enough, right? It had a nice big opening at the top if someone were to, remove the lid, right? I pointed my nose toward the pitcher and went to slow thumps on the tail section. Would the boy get the message? I held my breath and waited. His eyes went from me to the pitcher and back to me, then back to the pitcher. He scowled and chewed his lip. Then he said,
I wonder if...
Yes, yes.
Hanky, would you mind drinking out of the pitcher?
Me? Mind drinking? Oh, no. That would be fine. Why, any dog who'd turn down a drink from a pitcher would be too fussy for his own good. And this was not going to be a problem for us. In other words, could we, pry the lid off that thing? He pried off the lid and gave me a big smile.
Okay, Hanky. Sit.
Sit? Hey, it was time to drink. And could we speed this up a bit? I mean, the taste of lemonade was still lingering in my mouth and... Okay, he was working on manners and obedience, so I plunked myself down.
Good doggy. On the count of three, I'll snap my fingers and you can drink.
Got it. Fine, you bet. Count of three.
One, two.
Tense and bursting with excitement, I waited for the third count. It didn't come. Instead, the boy turned his head to the east toward the sound of an approaching vehicle. His finger froze in the air.
Oh, goody. Somebody's coming.
Oh, goody. I was dying of thirst and... Okay, maybe I should have waited for the command, but what's a poor dog to do? I mean, the boy had already given me permission to drink out of the pitcher, only he'd gotten distracted in the middle of his countdown. All at once, it seemed perfectly reasonable that I should... I stuck my nose and face into the pitcher and began lapping like there was no tomorrow. I mean, I had a suspicion that this offer would soon expire, so to speak, since we had a potential customer bearing down on us from the...
Hanky, no! Don't drink my lemonade!